The UMass trustees voted unanimously to approve a plan authorizing $3.8 billion for construction and renovations on the system's five campuses over the next 5 years. The plan involves 184 projects, including new research laboratories, renovations to libraries and student housing, improvements to athletics and recreation facilities. UMass has already spent $2 billion over the past decade on campus construction projects.
There is an enormous amount of deferred maintenance and deferred construction. We have very old buildings here, and so we have to bring them up to date. We've just held off for a very long time doing that.
Trustee Victor Woolridge of Springfield, who chairs the board's finance committee, said the money for the construction projects will be borrowed, with the university's share projected at 72% and the state assuming 28% of the cost. He said it should not harm the system's credit rating.
We have a very low interest rate environment. We're able to make sort of long-term investments in the properties.
The construction spending will not impact tuition or mandatory student fees. Trustees voted last June to freeze tuition and fees for this academic year after Governor Deval Patrick and the legislature increased state funding to the university by about $50 million. The state appropriation of $478 million covers half the university's operating budget for this year. UMass President Robert Caret has promised to freeze tuition and fees again next year if the state again contributes half the cost of operating the university.
The primary reason the college costs have gone up at UMass and every other campus in the country, public and private, mostly public, is that state support has decreased.
UMass trustees defended the spending of billions of dollars on campus construction at a time when online education is soaring. The university's online division, which started in 2001, is one of the largest programs in the country, with more than 59,000 enrollments this year.
We always are charged with asking the critical questions. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, are you going to need this kind of capacity?
Trustee Margaret Exaferis chairs the Online Education Committee. She does not foresee a day when the university is exclusively online.
The quality on-campus experience is always going to be a major part of education, both what students are seeking, what their parents are expecting, and quite frankly, what they need.
UMass officials continue to look at the feasibility of creating the system's first ever satellite campus in downtown Springfield. UMass Board of Trustees Chairman Henry Thomas, a Springfield resident, says the launch of the satellite campus is a question of when, not if.
I think it's a fait accompli that the satellite center will be in Springfield, but we're not going to hatch the egg before it's time. You know, there's still some due diligence that's involved and some additional support that we need, but I'm excited about it.
The landlords of four downtown Springfield office buildings have submitted bids to lease space to UMass for the satellite campus. Thomas said he expects the review of the bids to be completed by December. Reporting from Amherst, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.